village, very poor. But even kings were jealous of him because he had a beautiful white horse. Kings offered fabulous prices for the horses, but the man would say, "This horse is not a horse to me. He is a person. And how can you sell a person?" "A friend." The man was poor, but he never sold the horse. One morning, he found that the horse was not in the stable. The whole village gathered and they said, "You foolish old man, we knew that someday that horse would be stolen. It would have been better to sell it. What a misfortune." The old man said, "Don't go so far as to say that. Simply say that the horse is not in the stable. This is the fact. Everything else is a judgment. Whether it is a misfortune or blessing, I don't know, because this is just a fragment. Who knows what it is going to follow it?" People laughed at the old man. They had always known he was a little crazy. But after 15 days, suddenly the horse returned. He had not been stolen. He had escaped in the wild. And not only that, he brought a dozen wild horses with him. Again, the people gathered and they said, "Oh man, you were right. This was not a misfortune. It has indeed proved to be a blessing." The old man said, "Again, you are going too far. Just say that the horse is back. Who knows whether it is a blessing or not? It is only a fragment. You read a single word in a sentence. How can you judge the whole book?" This time, the people could not say much, but inside, they knew he was wrong. 12 beautiful horses had come. The old man had only one son who started to train the wild horses. Just a week later, he fell from a horse and his legs were broken. The people gathered around and again they judged. They said, "You are proven right. It was a misfortune. Your only son has lost the use of his legs, and in your old age, he was your only support. Now you are poorer than ever." The old man said, "You're obsessed with judgment. Don't go that far. Say only that my son has broken his legs. Nobody knows whether it's a misfortune or a blessing. Life comes in fragments, and more is never given to you." It happened that after only a few weeks, the country went to war and all the young men were forcibly taken for the military. Only the old man's son was left because he was crippled. The whole town was crying and weeping because it was a losing fight and they knew most of the young people would never come back. They came to the old man and said, "You were right, old man. This has proved a blessing. Maybe your son is crippled, but he is still with you. Our sons are gone forever." The old man said again, "You go on and on judging. Nobody knows. Only say this, that your sons have been forced to enter the army, and my son has not been forced. But only God, the total, knows whether it is a blessing or a misfortune." Good morning. When we look in our lives, we are constantly in judgment. This is good. This is bad. We shouldn't have done this. If only I had done this. The list goes on and on. We are constantly looking at something and making a judgment on it. Right now, there are so many people's opinions about what we're supposed to do with the coronavirus. We're supposed to open up. We're supposed to stay safe. It's like goes on and on. And it's just people's judgment, just what people think is what is right. Not that they're right or wrong, it's just judgment. Rajneesh or Osho goes on and says, "Judge ye not, otherwise you will never be one with the total. With fragments, you will be obsessed. With small things, you will jump to conclusions. Once you judge, you have stopped growing. Judgment means a stale state of mind. And mind always wants judgment because to be in process is always hazardous and uncomfortable. In fact, the journey never ends. One path ends, another begins, one door closes, another opens. You reach a peak, a higher peak is always there. God is an endless journey. Only those who are so courageous that they don't bother about the goal, but are content with the journey, content just to live the moment and grow into it, only those are able to walk with the total. If we look at our life as being in fragments, revealing one part and then another and then another, we only see that much information. We need to continue on the journey to see what's next and what it reveals. If we open ourselves up to the unfoldment of our lives, we are able to be more present in the here and now and experience what is actually happening in the moment, rather than trying to interpret what is going on with this limited information. We are constantly making assumptions. We are always putting meanings on what people say to us or their actions. We jump to conclusions. Don Miguel Ríos, in his book, The Four Agreements, talks about how we assume all the time. We misinterpret people by interpreting their words, actions, and motives. Meanwhile, others are judging us all the time, especially if we have not been clear in our communication. We get hurt if someone, especially someone we love, misunderstands us. We interpret this as they don't love us, or they, if they did love us, they would know something. He invites us to find the courage to ask others questions to really understand what they mean or desire, and for us to express what we really want. Communicating with others as clearly as you can avoids future misunderstandings, sadness, and dramas. Be conscious in what you're saying and look to see if the person really understands. Remember, we don't always see the whole picture all at once. This is the unfoldment of life. How many times did something happen that we didn't understand at the time, but later saw how it fit in the scheme of things? Or were you upset with someone to find out later they didn't do what you thought they had done or said what was contributed to them? Or they meant something else and it got misunderstood? This happens all the time because we judge and assume. Be more of the observer. Practice saying, this is what happened, or I felt this way, or that person reacted that way. Work on not adding anything more to it. Look at the situation and say what is really so. Identify the feeling you are having, such as I am angry, I am sad, I am happy, and not make more of it. Observe. This is part of mindfulness, the art of observing and seeing what is there instead of interpreting it. There is courage needed for this. We need to ask questions and be prepared for the answer, whatever it may be. We think we know, but are we really open to being wrong? Or maybe hearing a truth that is hard to hear? That maybe we weren't as clear as we thought, and we did something to cause this? Seeing clearly and asking ourselves questions are not easy to do. We open ourselves to vulnerability, to the fact that we don't know. It is not easy for us to admit we don't know something. Somehow we think this makes us weak or inadequate. We'd rather be right than really be open to what is really truly going on. We need to know rather than really honor the process of unfoldment and be open to being influenced. We think by closing down and shutting ourselves off, we can be safe. Our souls are always safe. Our true beings is always whole. The part of us that we keep so protected is our egos, the part that we identify with. We have an identity that we think is the part of us that people respect and admire. It's the part we've given our self-worth to, so if it gets attacked or judged, we feel small or diminished. We forget that we are more than that. It is our light, our love, our being that is who we are, not this small ego that we feel need protecting. So be very, very courageous. Don't stop growing. Live in the moment. Stay in the flow of life. Ask questions. Be clear in your communication and stay the observer. Watch the unfoldment of life and see where it leads. Thank you.